Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur, where we saw the yesod that you're only chayiv to help somebody unload their donkey if you would do it for yourself. And then we asked, but you wouldn't do it for yourself for free. You're only doing it for a benefit. So when you're helping your friend, why do you have to do it for free? You're not getting a benefit. Yourself, you don't do it for financial benefit. Why do you have to do it for your friend without financial benefit? So we said it's emo. Emo means that you believe that that you're together with him. In other words, you have to view it from his standpoint, as if you were him, as if it was your donkey. And that's how you measure it. And memela, that's the emo. That's why the uncle says you have to remove the hatred from your heart, and only then can you have emo. If you have hatred for him, then there's no emo. And memela, you can't look at it from his vantage point. And you're not chayv to help him. And we can bring a shtickle raya. It says, "Marinu v'Rabbeinu Zitzal." From the Gemara in Pesachim, Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, Amar Shmuel, Amar Yitzchak, Amar Rav, Mutar L'Snoso. You're allowed to hate somebody if you see a Dvar Erva, if you see something immoral in him. Shenamar Kirecha Mor Sonacha. It says, when you see the donkey of the one you hate. What does it mean, is Sonai, says the Gemara? So the Gemara says, Vayter, and is it mutter to hate somebody? Mishar the misne? It says losis nachicha bovavecha. Ela ki agam lechazer dvar ver, must be that you saw dvar vera, and that's why you hate him, because you saw dvar vera. The Rashbam explains the kasha of the Gemara is it mutter to hate him? The mistam alav berishi askina. Mistam, we're not dealing with rishaim. Since we're not dealing with rishaim, so. How can the Pasuk say you hate him? But it's not talking about Rishayim, only Rishayim hate. That's how the Rashbam learns the Kasha. But the Chayre, he could have said a more Pashup shot, that since he hates him, Be'isser, Memele, it's Pashup that the sinner doesn't pater him from Prika. And there's no Chiddush about a Sone. What do you mean? The Pasuk is telling us a Sone. What's the Chiddush about a Sone? He's hating him, Be'isser. And why would there be a Heter if you hate somebody, Be'isser, not to help him with his donkey? So that's how the Gemara comes down to the Teretz, that it must be talking about somebody who you're allowed to hate. And that's how the Ma'aril Diskin explains it in Chelek HaKsavim and Simon Chof. Ayin Shem. So the question is, Lama lo piresh ken ha-Rashbam? So why did the Rashbam say this pshat? Because the Achronim ask a lot of kashas on the Rashbam. Rashbam is a very problematic pshat. You can see more about it in the beautiful green, I think they used to call it in yeshivas, the green monster, like in Boston and Fenway Park. They used to have the green monster, the tall wall over there. So that's the, in a good way. So the Otzim Mefarshi HaTalmud, Kamamish Pile Plus, that's Mefarshi HaTalmud. HaKopanim, the Yasaladi brings a lot of kashas that people ask on the Rashbam. So why did the Rashbam say the pshat of the Maril Diskin, where there are less problems than his own pshat, where they found a lot of problems? So based on what we said, explaining the Targum Unculus, that's why you have to remove your hatred in order that it should be emo. So, and it's true. B'matzav shel soine ein chiyuv shel prika. Davalei kol shebishloino porek. In other words, he didn't say pshalei moral discipline. It's not true. It's not true that if you hate him against halacha, that it's pashut that your hatred means nothing and you still have to help him. Because it's not true. If you hate him, you taka, don't have to help him because it's not emo. And since it's not emo, so then it's called b'shaloi no porek. Since you wouldn't do it for yourself, you don't have to do it for him. And you can't say you have to feel from his vantage point. It's not emo. You have no positive feelings towards him. So what do you have to do? You have to remove your hatred. Otherwise, you're mevatel this mitzvah. And that's what the mitzvah was said about a sonei. That he has to remove the hatred. So it's not a chiddush that nevertheless he's chayv in the mitzvah even though he hates him. Rather, Raya is that the Pasuk must be talking about somebody who's not a Rasha. Like the Rashbam said. So he's not a Rasha, and he's removing the sinner from his heart. But he removed the sinner from his heart. And that's the only reason that he's going to be Chayiv. And the Gemara's Kash is, but how's he allowed to hate him in the first place? Of course, he's removing it, but how is that hate him in the first place? So the Gemara says, so that's it's a mitzvah l'snoso. And then the kasha is, if it's a mitzvah l'snoso, then why are you still chayiv paprika? There's no emo. But anyway, that's a little bit of a shtickle raya for what we're saying. The Rashbam didn't explain that the sinna means nothing, and of course he's going to be chayiv. And that's the Gemara's kasha, because it's not true. If you really hate him, then you're not chayiv. Rather, it's not talking about Rishayim, and he removes the hatred. And that's the only reason he's going to be chayiv, because he has to remove the hatred. But the question is, how's he hating him in the first place? And the Gemara answers to that, so mitzvah l'snosa. Now, and we're going to explain why afal pichain is chayiv b'prika, mirtzah Hashem b'li neder. It says in the Brisa above Mitzvah Daflam Mebeis Amebeis, always Bifrak Vesone Liton, Mitzvah Besone Gedei Lokov Vesiyitzra. In the Brisa Meseches Bav Mitzvah 32b, it says, Oiv Lifrak Vesone Liton, Mitzvah Besone Gedei Lokov Vesiyitzra. It says that if you have two people to help, so your good friend, you can help him unload his donkey, and your enemy, you can help him load his donkey. It's a mitzvah to help your enemy load his donkey, even though you would think that you have to unload the donkey to help the donkey, but no, it's more important to load the donkey because you're helping your sone. Why? In order to overcome your yetzer, you have to do this pe'ula of helping your sone in order to overcome your yetzer of sinah, of hatred. Tosfos in Dior Maaseh Lakuf asks on what we see in Pesachim 113b, that the sone of the pasuk is talking about somebody who you see something immoral in, he acts immorally, and memela it's mutter to hate him. So how do we say that he is precedes somebody you love to be kofi your yeter? Why should you do that? It's a mitzvah to hate him. So why are you kofi your yeter? It's a mitzvah l'snosa. So that's the kasha of Tosfos in Bav Metzia 32b. And Tosfos answers that the sone becomes before the ohev is not talking about a sone of the pasuk. A sone of the pasuk, that it's mutter to hate him or a mitzvah to hate him. So that such a person, you help the ohev before you help him. What is the when the Gemara says Oev Lifrok Vesone Liton, it's talking about a stam sone, somebody you shouldn't be hating. There, Lach of Vesitzur, you should stop hating him. You should help that person. So that's Pshat. That's Tosfos there in Bav Metzia, and that's also the Nemuka Yosef for the name of the Ramban. So you have the Ramban and Tosfos who say that the being makdim the sone is not talking about a sone of the pasuk. It's talking about a regular sone, not a sone that it's mitzvah to hate him, but rather a sone that you're not supposed to hate. So Lach of Vesitzur, you help him first. Ayin Shama Ramban, B'Simin Reish Ayin Beis B'Seifiyah B'Tosfos and Pesachim there, and Divor Maschil Shara gives a different teretz that since Husono Shel Gam Chaver Husone Yosa, what's going to happen? Reuven hates Shimon and he's permitted to hate Shimon, but Shimon sees that Reuven hates him, so Shimon hates Reuven back, and now Reuven's going to hate Shimon even more. K'mayim apanim l'panim kem leva adam la'adam. And this is going to lead them to sinna gemura. This is going to lead them to absolute sinna. And therefore it's k'fiyas ha'yetzer on that absolute sinna. So in other words, you see that even b'chai gavna, that's Tosfos and Pesachim. It's a famous Tosfos. It's been quoted tens of thousands of times. So that Tosfos and Pesachim is saying that even there you should be makdim. And as even somebody you're allowed to hate, you should help him first before they ohev. Because otherwise you're going to come to Sinah Gemurah. Because you're going to hate him, he's going to hate you. You hate him permittedly, he's going to hate you, and then you're going to hate him back unpermittedly. The Rambam writes in Halacha Yud Dalet, after he writes in Halacha Yud Gimel, Shemitzvah lahakdim is hasone kedei lachov v'siyitzro. After the Rambam says that it's a mitzvah to first, after the Rambam says that it's a mitzvah to help the sone first in order to force your yetzer, to overcome your yetzer, the Rambam continues And he says that the son of Amram Torah Yisrael, he's Jewish. If you see him being all nervous about his burden, so it's a mitzvah to help him unburden the animal and burden the animal, load the animal, unload the animal. And you don't let him die. He might wait there for his money. And he might come to danger. The Torah is careful, cares about the Jewish souls, whether they're evil or good people. So Mimela, the Sone that it says in the Torah, is somebody who he didn't do tshuva, you're allowed to hate him, and you help him in order to save his life. God loves Jewish lives. So the Bach and Simon Erev and the Bergola there in Sif Katan, maybe that's a tough or a ches, not sure. And the Mishnah Lamelech and the Zagos and the Chinuch and Mitzvah Pei and the Inyankiv and the Inyankiv and Pesachim all write that the Mashmos Divrei Rambam is Kedivrei HaToisis B'Pesachim. The Rambam seems to hold like Toisis and Pesachim. What do you mean Rambam seems to hold like Toisis and Pesachim? Toisis and Pesachim holds that even a Sinai, the Kra, even a guy that you're allow when it talks about being makdim, you're even makdim a sone dekra, a sone of the pasuk, somebody you're allowed to hate. Even him, you should be makdim, in order that you don't come to complete hatred, kamayim upon him, upon him. He's going to hate you, you're going to hate him back even more. So the Bach and the Be'er Gola seem to, and the other Achronim, Mishlo Melech, and Yanki, and the Nisagos and the Chinuch, Mitzvah Pei, will be in Yankiv, and then Yankiv and Pesachim. They all say the Mashmos to be Rambam is like this Tosfos and Pesachim. And apparently what they mean is that the Rambam was so same in Halacha Yud Gimel, this din. What does the Rambam write in Halacha Yud Gimel? Rambam tells in Halacha Yud Gimel that you're makd in the son of Lachafis Yitzroh. And Elohi Yadalit, he's Marich Lechiyav al Asone Amar B'Torah. And you have to help Asone. So the Rambam didn't, when the Rambam says to be Makdim Desone, he doesn't say that it's only talking about Asone that you're not allowed to hate. He's talking even about Asone that you are allowed to hate. You should be Makdim him also, obviously because of Tosfos. So you don't come to a Sinagamura. But the Bir Hagra and Simon Arab Sifkat Tesva writes that the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch are referring to the Sone and the Pasuk. In other words, when you Ram writes in Alach Yadal, the Sone and Ratosh and Mitzvah Lesnosa. That's a Sone that you're allowed to hate him. And the Chiddush is that it's a mitzvah. Even though you're allowed to hate him, it's still a mitzvah to help him. Even though he's a Baal Aveira, it's a mitzvah to help him load and unload his donkey. And the Rambam doesn't say, "V'lokas of Rambam the mitzvah l'akdima." V'chem miduk l'shan Rambam shulchan aruch. Rambam doesn't say it's a mitzvah to makdim him, and so is miduk and l'shan Rambam shulchan aruch. In other words, on a yochel halach yadal, the Rambam is talking about the ikur mitzvah. The Rambam is talking about the asone of the pasuk. When the Rambam talks in halach yadgimel l'hakdim, Rambam is not talking about asone in the pasuk. The Rambam in halach yadal it says that yeah, the asone of retari is a Jew, but it's mitzvah l'snoso. So as Zayid, you have to help. But in the previous halach, in halach Yud Gimel, Rambam's not talking about a son that you're allowed to hate. So let's say you're not allowed to hate, and therefore you help him. Because therefore you're makdim him to the olev, because you have to be kofes yitzra. So in other words, the Gra learns that the Rambam is holding not like Tosfos and Pesachim, that the kfiyas yitzra is not on the son of the pasuk. You don't have to force yourself for him because him you're allowed to hate. But rather, the pasuk is talking when the Gemara says to be makdim the sone, it's talking about a stam sone, not a sone of the pasuk. Stam sone that you hate him for no reason. Him you have to be makdim the kofes yitzra, but not a sone that the pasuk talks about. There you're makdim the oy. And the chiddush of the Rambam and the pasuk and the Chazal is that you're not makdim the sone, but you have to help the sone, even though it's mutter to hate him, you still have to help him. So we have to ask, and those achronim will hold. The Rambam is talking about, and the Rambam says to be makdim the sone, he's talking about the sone that's written in the pasuk. How do they know that? When the Rambam talks about the pasuk, the Rambam says that it's talking about the ikar mitzvah. The Rambam says the ikar mitzvah of helping a sone is the sone written in the Torah, that you're allowed to hate him, etc. But in Halacha Gimel, the Rambam talks about being makdim. He doesn't talk about the sone of the pasuk. So how did the Zachronim know that that's what the Rambam is talking about? And also the Mashmos of the Bach and the Inyan Yankiv is that the Rambam is holding exactly like Tosis and Pesachim, and they're saying completely different things. The Rambam says, you know, why you have to help him. You have to help him because it's bikoch nefesh, otherwise he's going to die. And Tosis says, you know, why I have to help him. You have to help him because you're going to come to sinner not because of an avera. You're going to come to sinner gemurah not because of his avera, but because he hates you. You're going to hate him back now not because he did an avera, but because he hates you. So a different reason to help the sone. The Rambam is pikuach nefesh. You have to help him. And Tosis holds you have to help him because you're going to come to sinner shalom achmas avera. How's it mashma that the Rambam and Tosa are saying the same thing, saying two different things? So you want to understand how the Achronim know from the Rambam that the Rambam holds that you're even makdim a sone dikra. You're even makdim a sone that you're allowed to hate. Not just they have to help me, even after you makdim to the oev. We also want to know how the Achronim seem to hold that the Rambam is holding like Tosis. When the Rambam gives a different, completely different rationale than Tosis. According to the Rambam, the reason you're helping the guy is because he's in danger. And according to Tosi, the reason you're helping is so you don't come to Sinai Gemurah. So that's our issue, Mitzvah Hashem, to deal with next time. And we're going to see in a flow, so please stay tuned. Shalom, shalom, sweetest family. Another will continue.